Hi, Nolan Johnson here for iConnect and 007. This afternoon, I'm speaking with Carrie Burkett, Vice President of Business Development for FCT. Carrie, you just recently had a press release out in the news for Flexible Circuit Technologies and a joining forces, if you will, with Johnson Company. Would you care to tell us how that's structured?
Well, we at Flexible Circuit Technologies began moving to a model. A number of years ago, we were basically an internet-based company, and we began moving probably 4 years ago, 5 years ago, to a model where we would utilize manufacturing reps where it made sense for us in different territories within the United States. And now we're just going further down the line to get more committed to that model across the country. And what's interesting about Johnson Company is they are local here in the Minneapolis, Minnesota area where our headquarters is located. But they're a larger rep firm. They have about 15 resources. They cover, you know, from Minnesota down through Missouri and over to Southern Illinois. They also recently are picking up Chicago and Eastern Wisconsin as well. So they're a large firm, well-respected. They've been on a great growth curve. And what's interesting is our owner and their owner have known each other for years. They knew us when we were a small organization. You know, and today, Flexible Circuit Technologies, with their U.S. and Asia-based revenues, are building ourselves towards a $100 million company. Johnson has grown significantly, and we just looked at each other, and it felt like it was a good time to join forces, given we hadn't had representation in the territory that they cover.
So what's this arrangement going to mean for your Midwest customers? What are they going to see that's new and different?
Well, anytime that you bring on a rep firm, I guess number one is just coverage and customer care. It can be very supportive to that. When our office is here in Minneapolis, you know, we're a smaller office with our application engineers and support staff, but we cover all the U.S. and we're traveling all the time, and we can get things started with a customer. But to have a rep that's, you know, local, that is going into the account anyway to provide customer care, to check in, see how we're doing, what we're doing, you know, making sure that we're hitting, you know, everything we need to hit to please our customer. It's very supportive to what we do. But the other thing is really, you know, Johnson will also has their own account base. And so getting us introduced to, you know, new organizations and new prospects and new customers. And these could be customers where they've had great relationships, and all of a sudden, you know, us being a new line that they're representing, they can get us introduced as just another offering that they can bring to the table. So, you know, those are the types of things. The other thing I would say is that Johnson is, you know, with the other lines, they carry, you know, a lot of different things related to components and so forth, but their lines are very, you know, hot topics with what's going on in electronics today. And those components have to go somewhere. And often, given, you know, miniaturization and other, you know, mobility, other, you know, hot topics within electronics, you know, flexible circuits can become the packager, if you will. You know, they're going to place those components onto something. And in a lot of cases, given the new trends, you know, you're seeing your growth in flex and rigid flex and flexible heaters. They have to put those components onto something. And then beyond that, we do assembly all the way to complete box build. So this really gives Johnson kind of a full complement that goes beyond what they offer today. So we just felt like it was a good teaming relationship to put together.
I see. And now, in the press release, you're quoted as saying that the respective strategies of the two companies align. Based on what you just said, that sounds to be very true.
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things as I've worked over the last 5 years putting together some of these relationships, I've met with a lot of different manufacturing rep companies, and, you know, they come in all sizes and shapes, and, you know, can have carry different lines, and some do just an outstanding job out there. But one of the things I'll say about Johnson Company and Mark Peterson, you know, as I mentioned, they've grown to a firm where there are 15 people, But the other thing, when you look at the strategies behind the lines that he's taking on, they're really looking at things with, you know, high technology, at wireless, at consumer medical, Internet of Things, wearables, you know, low power. And then given, you know, as I mentioned before, the, you know, miniaturization, you know, size reduction of products, weight reduction, you know, complex form factors, you know, that's where flex circuits, rigid flex, flexible heaters come into play. And so their strategies with the lines they carry to address those hot topics that are going on in electronics today meant a lot to me. And I just felt like Mark and his company are very well thought out with where they're going as a rep firm, with the strategies that they're taking, you know, to their customers to really be on those forefront topics. And then we just fit well into that. So we're excited about the possibilities of us coming together and what that can do for customers here in the Midwest.
Sure. It sounds like great news for both of you. Carrie, thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
You bet. Thank you, Nolan.
Once again, this is Nolan Johnson for iConnect 007, speaking with Carrie Burkett, Vice President of Business Development at Flexible Circuit Technologies. Thanks for listening.